Good morning and welcome to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 12 to 1, Ella, of the most hype, lit, fun show out there, Ebb and Flow. Today I'm joined in the studio by a very special guest.
Hey y'all.
That's my mom. Yep. Last week we had a Mother's Day show. This week we have a real life mother. So get excited. Today's show is going to be a lot of fun. We have a little... Oh, my ice is pretty much melted because it's so hot outside. But just imagine the ASMR that is provided from it. Today, we were going to originally have a mocha, but they were all out of mocha. So we, you know, settled for a calm chai. Yeah.
How does one run out of mocha?
Yeah, they said they were making it. I don't really know what that means.
It was going to take a half an hour, but they couldn't guarantee. What's up with that?
Couldn't tell you, man. But that's okay because a chai is, I feel like, just as guilty pleasure as mocha, even though I definitely have more chai than I have mocha, but that is a-okay. Anyways, speaking of guilty pleasures, today's theme is going to be a little fun, a little silly, definitely an eclectic mix, so don't prepare for any genre in particular, but we're going to go over our guilty pleasures. And you had a good explanation for guilty pleasures earlier. You fill in the audience on this theme.
So what I was thinking of was... those songs that come on the radio when you're by yourself in the car, that you just turn the radio up and belt it out because nobody's listening.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly that. Songs that we both love respectively, could sing every word to, but just a little bit embarrassed of. Like, if I'm on aux, probably not going to play it.
Correct. Some of these, feel a little guilty admitting to liking.
Right. But I think everyone at the end of the day does like
them.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there's two kinds of people. People that admit to liking the song.
Yeah.
And those that lie.
Yeah. Yeah, no one doesn't like the song, for sure. Yeah, so it's going to be a silly little show. Get ready for the adventure of a lifetime. It's going to be a fun hour, for sure. And we're going to start off with The Outfield, followed by Four Non Blondes and Fall Out Boy. So, get excited.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight. Stay the night but keep it undercover. I just wanna hear you.
time my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say,
all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by.
Alright, you guys, that was Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. I'm secretly a big Fall Out Boy fan. I can't lie, it's really the truth. Fall Out Boy had to be in this playlist because Guilty, I like them a lot. And speaking of Lyme disease, which is coming up in the future, you know, with mosquitoes and the summer and all of that, here's a quick little PSA about it.
Serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
You heard it here first, folks. Protect yourself from Lyme disease. It's coming up on summer. You know, this is the last show before we go home on summer break. Better safe than sorry. You don't want to be the fool with Lyme disease. So, yeah. Anyways, back smoothly into our guilty pleasures and music and stuff. Do you want to tell a little bit about this next one? I don't think I know this one, actually.
All right. This is definitely a goofy song. Reminds me of when I was, I don't know, I don't even remember how old I was, but it had the weirdest, most bizarre video on MTV, back when MTV played videos.
Love MTV.
And it was one that would, they must have played it every hour on the hour. And it's stupidly catchy.
Okay, but I'm excited. I'm excited. I wish I was alive and conscious during the peak MTV music video era. Because, man, oh, man. Like, in my household, 2208, we have music videos playing, like, literally 24/7. Like, I'll come home, we'll put music videos on, and we'll see, like, where it takes us. And we'll just do our homework or whatever while it's playing. So, MTV, they were onto something with MTV. They should bring it back.
Those original VJs were pretty cool, too. I think a lot of them have SiriusXM shows now.
Oh,
so cool. You can't see what outfit they're rocking and the big hair anymore.
But, you know, videos killed the radio star. Like, I want to see what they're rocking. Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of the appeal.
Yes.
For sure. But I do appreciate still being able to hear them. Let's bring it back. Let's have, like, a retro day. Just one day where MTV, instead of having its cribs and the challenge and all of that, it just plays straight music videos. Also, I feel like music videos then were so exciting. Now music videos just them, like, singing. Instead of having, like, the whole production, the extravagance. Katy Perry does know how to do a music video or two, though. For sure. Okay, well, without further ado, now that you guys have gotten a sneak peek into this next song.
go look up the video on YouTube.
Yes.
It's got to be there somewhere.
Watch along. Yeah, we'll start in 3, 2, 1. And now you have to see what it's about. All right. See you guys in a sec.
Bodies, wish I didn't care. I know their beauty is not my lack, but it feels like that weight is on my back, and I can't let it go. Come comparison is killing me slowly. I think too much about kids who don't. Jealousy, jealousy. body following me. I see everyone getting all the things I want. I'm happy for them, but then again I'm not. Just cool vintage clothes and vacation photos. I can't stand it. Oh God, I sound crazy. That win is not my loss. I know it's cool, but I can't help getting caught up in like a comparison.
All right, you guys, that was Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host for another 30 minutes, Ella of the most hype-lit fun show out there, joined by my beautiful mother, hey! You know, just as she said earlier, face for radio.
Yeah, that wasn't even a joke. One of Dad's friends told me that in my own house. Hey, you've got a face for radio. Anybody ever tell you that before?
And you know, now you're living out those yeah. Dreams. So
self-fulfilled prophecy.
Exactly. I hope you guys are feeling a little better about your own personal music guilty pleasures. This is very much a safe space. Comment down below at the WMEC Instagram, WMEC_ebbandflow, what your favorite guilty pleasure is, and maybe it'll be incorporated into a future show just for fun, because why not? Next up, we have Weezer, and I have a thing or two to say about Weezer, because Weezer is my personal, like, guilty pleasure is Weezer just as a band. Like, I hate to say it, but I love Weezer.
You know, do you remember the sweater song?
Oh,
you and your brother.
Best believe.
Whatever the line was about pulling the string and then
soon I'll be
naked,
yeah.
Yep. Lying on the floor, you and your brother literally came undone every single time that lyric came on.
It's funny that you bring that up, actually, because I think I brought that up like 2 days ago, because it started playing, as I was saying, with the music videos. Weezer just keeps somehow circling back in there. I don't know how it happens. It just does. But the sweater song Undone was playing, and I was like, oh my god, like, this song always reminds me of pre-K, and I brought it up, and then I don't know who was like, yeah, like, I think it was Annika, but she was like, yeah, like, I know, like, every time Weezer plays, like, you bring this up, and I was like, oh, like, I guess I really do. I guess it's really a fundamental core memory of mine. So yeah, truly, Weezer, I guess it's just been ingrained in me since elementary school, preschool, actually.
I need to do a deep dive. I listened to a lot of their early stuff.
Yeah.
And then I've missed a lot of their middle catalog.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know, like, I'm not going to lie, I don't really seek out an album. Weezer kind of just finds me, in a way, you know? Like, I have a random Weezer CD, I've listened to that album. The rest of them, I don't know. And then here and there, I've just heard a bunch of songs. But they're all, some of them sound very, very, very similar.
They do some crazy covers, too.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check it out. And, you know, Weezer, this isn't the first Weezer song that's been played on this show. It never will be the last. There's probably been a Weezer song a season, or, wait, a Weezer song an episode this season. Bonus points if you can pick out all of the ones that I've played. That'd be really funny. If you know how to find that, go for it. But I'm not even going to try and document that, because that just, that's sad to think about. Because Weezer's become performative these days. It's a very specific demographic.
Interesting.
That likes Weezer, which is why it's a guilty pleasure and why it's perfect for such a show. But then we have, after Weezer, we have the Alan Parsons Project and Madonna. So we'll be circling back. The Alan Parsons Project song, Eye in the Sky, I watched a movie, like, I want to say, like, over winter break, like, when I got back, and that song was in it, and that's...
It was not Clash of the Titans.
No, it was not Clash of the Titans. It was a newer movie. I can't remember what it was, but I remember hearing that song, and I was like... And then it was on my playlist. And then you suggested it. I was like, wait, I know this song. Like, this is great. But I can't remember what movie. I'll have to come up and, like, figure it out. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I know I am, you know, feeling... I feel a little indulgent, honestly, listening to such silly songs. But, yeah, let's get back into it. Here is Tragic Girl by Weezer.
Say you love me. Makes me feel so good. I wanna break down and give in to you. I wanna believe that you're the one. You give me my pills and sing this strange song, and all my hurting goes away. Start to drift off beside me. Wanna believe that you're the one. Crying, crying, let it out. We have to face that it's over now. Even as I anoint your door, I'm looking up for something more. Crying, crying. No one touches me.
I don't want my mom to know that I've been a dirty boy. You're a tragic girl. And I
Alrighty, that was Like a Prayer by Madonna. If you guys are just now tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. We only have one more song for you guys, the last Ebb and Flow episode of season 6. It's been such a journey. Thank you guys for journeying along with me. I hope it's been a good semester, and I'm excited to see what next year holds. We have some big things in the works, so get ready for it. Let's get back to this drink. What are your ratings of it?
Well, I think flavor-wise, it's a solid 8.
Mm-hmm.
I don't indulge in iced chai lattes very often.
Hell,
I wish,
yeah,
it would have stayed icier longer, but blame it on the 90 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. If it was like, even if it was like 70 degrees, maybe it would have, 80, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sad that it. To be fair, we did like walk all the way outside with it and stuff like that. So
this is true. I did get the walking tour. Campus.
Yeah, showed her Van Munching Hall, for those of you business baddies who know. You know, just had to, it wasn't as exciting today, you know, no one I knew was in there, so it wasn't as fun, and all the tables were up for whatever reason, but got to see the stock ticker, so you know, you saw like the main part of it. If anyone has any tips on investing in stocks, let me know. I'm trying to get rich this summer, so let a girl know.
I appreciate you giving me the studio walk around. It's a pretty cool space you guys have here.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I feel like I don't take advantage of it enough.
The record collection is pretty,
yeah,
pretty cool.
I think it's one of the largest in the Northeast, something like that. I don't know. There's some sort of statistic that they say about it. They're like, it's the largest in blank. I just don't remember the blank. I don't remember like the actual figure on that, but it's one of the biggest in some measure,
area.
Yeah. And some sort of measurement, it is the largest record collection. It's pretty cool. If you guys ever get the chance to, you know, go above South Campus Dining Hall, and the door happens to be open, or you're with someone with Skype access, definitely check it out, because it's really cool. I'm going to start studying here at some point, just because I, like, why not? There's couches there. I might as well just, like, bring my stuff and just, like, rot here.
What's the story with the skeleton on the couch out here?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't fully know. Just last Halloween, like, 2024 Halloween, like not this past one but the one before that, it kind of just showed up there as like decoration, and then it just never left, and it's just been here. I think his name is Jimmy. He has a little name tag on him that is like who he is, and I think someone just brought it and they must have graduated or something and they just never got it back. But
station mascot,
no, for sure. And I feel like it adds a little character to the atmosphere, you know. So, why not? This season has been so much fun. Thanks to all my guests. Thanks to all my listeners, my fans, if you will. I appreciate that. If you're interested in following along over the summer with Ebb and Flow, I'll be sending updates for the little rebrand that's about to happen. Get excited for that. We're going to have some new exciting things next year to go out with a bang. Because next season, well, we only have 2 seasons left, but that'll be the end of Ebb and Flow, so you guys have to tune in all of next year or else you're lame. That's all I have to say about that. But if you're interested in following along over the summer, I'll be posting like music recaps and all of that for my own personal taste. Feel free to follow WMEC_Ebb and Flow. Everything will be posted on there. I'll be checking in with you guys, new content, things like that. The Substack will be updated. I don't even know, like lots of things will be happening. And I'm almost out of this copyright dispute on my documentary, so don't worry, you guys, that'll also be posted on the Instagram. I know it's been a long time coming because I keep talking about it every single show, and yet here we are still. But yeah, big things coming. Basically, Ebb and Flow, we're expanding, we're diversifying, we're evolving, so thanks for coming along on this journey so far. Hope you guys are feeling good into finals and all of that. Best of luck to anyone who has a final tomorrow or today, for that matter. And have a great summer. Thanks, Mom, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, of course. You're welcome anytime, obviously. Yeah, it's been a fun show. It's been a fun semester. We only have one more song for you guys. It's a pretty classic one. If you know the words, sing along. Because I think at the end of the day, we're all just a little, we're all little teenage dirtbags sometimes. You know, we all have that dog within us. So, yeah, I hope you guys had a fun show. Thanks for coming along. See you guys next year.
block, and he drives a Nyrock, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me, ooh, yeah, dirtbag, no, she doesn't know what she's missing, yeah, dirtbag, no, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Man, I feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold, she's walking over to me, this must be fake, my lip starts to shake, how does she know who I am, and why does she give a damn about,
I've got two tickets to